Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Who, an African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby. We got a special lineup tonight. Author Nigeria Lockley, author Khalil Hakeem, and author Athena Dent are due to join us. Some of you well may know I had kind of a situation today. My mom is at a hospital. She's not doing well. I want to thank everybody for their prayers and support that they've given me. It really means a lot. And, you know, keep the prayers coming for Ms. DeBerry that she does well. In the meantime, we wait for everybody to call in. Big shout out to everybody across the country who's been listening to me and supporting my show, waiting for me to be back on the air. And I'm so glad to be here today with my special guest. Now, we're waiting for them to call in. Until then, I just want to tell you a little bit about who's going to be on the show. Our first guest is going to be author Nigeria Lockley. She possesses two master's degrees, one in English, secondary education, as well as other accolades. Here, we got somebody who just called in. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the air, DJ Gatsby.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby. This is author Athena Dent. Greetings to everybody. How are you?
Oh, Athena, how you doing? Thanks for calling in. Now, Nigeria is supposed to be our first guest.
Okay, and I'll be listening in.
Okay. In the meantime, tell you a little bit about Athena. You're from Yonkers, New York currently, right?
Yes, I am.
And first
I want to say thank you to Mr. Gatsby for making my book Silk, September Book of the Month. I really appreciate that. I hope your readers out there have had a chance to read the book. That was actually my first book. It was initially a screenplay. I started writing when I was 14, poetry, and it transitioned into screenwriting, and then I took my first screenplay, which was Silk, and turned it into a novel.
Yeah,
so I've been writing ever since then.
Yeah, Silk is a fantastic book. I got a chance to read it. I believe I posted a review on Amazon. Real quickly, I met Athena in White Plains, New York at the African American Festival. Was that where we were at?
Yes. Yes, it was. It was the Juneteenth African American Heritage Festival in White Plains.
Yeah, and you were out there with your tent, your setup, your table, and
yes,
family members supporting you. And
yes,
I want to thank you for taking time to tell me who you were and what you did and actually share the book with me. I really appreciated that.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I enjoy. Even if I didn't even sell one book, I enjoy just being out there amongst the people, meeting different kinds of people. I meet people from all different walks of life, people who love to read, want to learn how to read, people who are writing, want to learn how to write. So it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Okay. Now, tell the listeners a little bit about Silk and how that book came about.
Well, Silk came about from a very, very deep place in my life. I had went through a very devastating life situation, and as a way of healing, I started writing. And I wrote three books consecutively. Like I said, Silk was initially done as a screenplay, and then right after that, I wrote my second book, which is One of a Kind Love, which I just sent you, and my third book, which will hopefully be out next month. So with Silk, there's a little bit of me in that book. It's about five generational women who are best friends, but each woman faces a difficult life situation. And, you know, it really helped me go through my healing in a positive way rather than be self-destructive. And, you know, I really enjoyed writing it. And for some reason, it seems as though when I'm out doing book signings and book presentations at different venues, that book seems to sell the most. I don't know if it's the energy, the color, the picture. I don't know what it is, but people seem to be drawn to purchasing that book. So, you know, and I've gotten wonderful feedback over the years. Every year that I go out doing different venues, I meet some of the same people. I've met other people who have read Silk. My husband, who is a commercial dealer, he's gone to business expos, and I have met people who have read my book. So So I just want to say thank you to those of you who have read it. Once you finish, give it to someone who loves to read. Give it to someone who's going through a difficult time in their life. You know, I wrote it because I truly believe it just relates to different kinds of people.
Okay. Now, tell the listeners a little bit about these five women. I don't want to tell the whole story, but you said it's five women are the main characters.
Right. Well, it's five generational women, meaning that they're all different ages. You have the 29-year-old, which is Joy. She's a single mom. Then you have Crystal, who is a career woman. She is in her early 30s. You have Sylvia, who is in her mid-40s. She is also a career woman. And then you have two of the, I call them the hierarchies out of the group, which are Margaret and Jenny. These women are in their 50s. They've both been married 25 years. And what the great thing about their relationship is, even though they're from different generations, they have such a camaraderie with one another. They can relate their experiences to each other. They accept constructive criticism. They're able to laugh. They're able to share a lot of personal, intimate things with each other without being judgmental. So that's the beautiful thing about the story and about the relationships with the women in the book.
It's a fantastic read. I loved it. I passed it on to my mom. I don't know if she got a chance to read it, but she follows the book club and a lot of the books that I recommend, but she particularly pays attention to the ones that are chosen for Book of the Month. So thank you so much for introducing me to that book, and I hope you're happy with the support and the response we're getting from the members of DJ Gatsby's book club, as well as other readers and fans that you have.
And one other thing I also wanted to mention about my books are family friendly. I wrote them like that for a reason, because I've worked with kids for a long time as an educator and also a mentor. So I made my books that way so that teenagers 14 years and up can read my books. I know a lot of kids, they love to read. They love to just go in their room and close the door. Not everybody is into video games and you know, music and rap music. You really have a lot of kids out there that love to read. So, you know, when I'm out doing venues, I always suggest, you know, give a book as a gift, graduation, birthday, or just give it as a summer reading book.
Absolutely. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. You're listening to Who's Who, an African-American Lit Block Talk Radio Show. My guest is Athena Dent. She's an wonderful, wonderful author and educator, mentor, and a volunteer, very passionate about her writing, and we're happy to have her on the show today. Now, Athena, you also just sent me your latest book. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, that book actually came out, I released that book back in 2010, and that book was written for my love of police drama shows. My husband and I, we both came up pretty much in the same era, Adam 12, Hill Street Blues, Law and Order, Chicago PD. We just have this love for TV shows. So I kind of took it from that era. But then what I also wanted to do, because I have such a love-struck heart, you know, kind of softy when it comes to love and relationships and just really have an understanding of them, I decided to make it about a relationship between two people. And it's not really what you call a police story. It's actually about two people from two different walks of life.
Okay.
It's an interracial love story. And
what was the title again? Because I don't have the book with me right now.
Oh, One of a Kind Love.
One of a Kind Love. Okay, all right, you can continue.
Yes.
That it's not really a love story, or it is?
No, it is a love story. Yeah, well, you know, when I describe it, you know, I have on my poster board two undercover police officers who are partnering together. You know, for some people, they're kind of turned away from that, but then when I start to explain a little bit about this story, they're like, oh, okay, this sounds pretty interesting. So it's about an interracial love story, and they happen to be two undercover police officers who are partnered together. Because if anybody knows about the police department, you get assigned a new partner, I believe it's every 6 months to a year, and then they change you over to another new partner. So that's pretty much the basis. I don't want to give too much away, but it's actually three stories in one. Because in the story, because of my mentorship with young people, one of the officers befriends a neighborhood kid. And then also, one of the police officer's parents is keeping a secret. So I made it a three-in-one, a three-in-one book, you could say. So, and, you know, my thing is when I first started writing, you know, one person actually came and said, why are your books so small? I said, it's not the quantity, it's the quality of the story.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, and I haven't gotten a negative feedback yet, because when you read my stories, I elaborate on who the people are, but I also get straight to the stories. Now, my next three books that are coming out, they're a lot more developed. The characters are more developed, because I just believe as a writer, as you start to write more, you're supposed to get better, and you're supposed to develop your characters more and make your stories well-rounded. So you're going to see a difference with my third book, which will be out. That's actually my first young adult educational book, and it's called Francesca's Journey, and it's about a little girl who goes through foster care, and I'm very, very excited about that book. It took me a year. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't wait to read, you know, the book that you sent me, as well as the upcoming book that you have. I got somebody else who just called in on the line. Calling from 918. Who's that?
This is Khalil Hakeem.
Khalil Hakeem. All right, Khalil, hold on 1 second. I want to finish up with Athena. Athena, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh,
we love the
absolutely,
book, too.
Jeff. Thank
now,
you
before
so
you go,
much.
You want to say anything to the fans and readers that are out there listening?
Absolutely. Everybody, I just want to say thank you for your support. I just want to say thank you for not just choosing my books to read, but also to share, you know, with family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, and just keep an eye out for my next book that's coming out, which is Francesca's Journey, and I also have two other releases thereafter. And I just want to tell everybody, reading is definitely an escape, and not just a way to educate your mind, but also your heart and your spirit. So just enjoy those books and keep your light on. Take care,
right,
everybody. Thank you so much.
You real quickly, where can they buy your books, and where can they follow you at on social media?
Okay, well, you can purchase my books online at barnesandnobles.com. My books are also on eKindle and Nook. And I'm also on Goodreads.com. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm also on Facebook. One thing I will apologize for, I will be getting my website together, so that will definitely be within the next month. So thank you, everybody.
All right, Athena, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you,
Jeff. You're welcome to hang around and listen to the show.
Oh, absolutely, I will.
As well as Nigeria Lockley. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Athena Dent. Don't forget to check out her book, Silk, as well as the other books that she has available on Amazon.com. Khalil Hakeem, are you still there, my brother?
Yes, sir, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed. Going through some personal things right now. But, you know, God is always in charge. He doesn't make mistakes. Everything he does happens just as it's supposed to be. So, you know, we're going to leave that right there. I can talk to you a little bit more about what I'm going through. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Khalil Hakeem. He's a pastor and author from New Jersey. He has a book out called Fade to Black. You may have heard about him. He was actually working with WBMG Publishing and getting his book brought out, but he decided to be a self-published author. And, Khalil, congratulations on that. It's a big move for you, man. Real proud of you taking that on. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's Khalil Hakeem. Khalil, just tell the listeners who you are, man, a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it, Jeff, man. Just want to say hello to all the listeners. A little bit about Khalil Hakeem. Let's see. We're going to keep it short and sweet. Originally from the great state of New Jersey, Trenton, to be exact. Pastoring now for 12 years. 11 years in the Air Force, lived in Europe for 5 years, the Far East for 3 years. Got out, got my bachelor's degree, went back to school, did some work in corporate America. Now I'm living in Oklahoma and enjoying every minute of it. And that's a little bit about me, just kind of cut through the chase. That's a little bit about me.
All right. Yeah, you're a good friend of the show, man. You've been on before. You also were in the military, in the Air Force?
Yes, sir. I was in the Air Force 11 years.
Yeah, and thank you for your service, by the way, with the military, man.
We appreciate
all our brothers in uniform, past, present, and future. I want to talk real quickly, man, about that book, Fade to Black. You know, I read it, had the manuscript for a few months now. But for the listeners who don't know about Fade to Black, tell them a little bit how the book came about and, you know, what made you want to write it.
Well, you know, the book has been in works for a long time. Now, what I mean in works, the ideal, I put together just a brief synopsis of what I wanted the book to be in 1992 or so. Now, the book has changed a lot. There's been a lot added on since 1992. But the ideal for the book was actually inspired by my father, who passed away, I believe, about 6-7 years ago. But it was just his persistence and me wanting to know a lot about African American history. Man, I grew up knowing who Hannibal was, grew up knowing who Matthew Henson was, I grew up knowing who Ralph J. Bunch was, I grew up knowing who H. Rap Brown was,
sure.
I grew up knowing all of these giants in our history. And so I wanted to do something, you know, to kind of just take that information and add it together, and the book changed a little bit. Not a little bit, but it changed a lot as I got this, as I gave my life to Christ and became a pastor. And I took those elements of our history, my relationship with Christ, and, you know, I put all of those down, you know, plus my time in New Jersey, you know, and growing up in New Jersey. I kind of put it all together. If I could say this to say that, the book, it has elements of New Jack City, the Passion of Christ, and 12 Years a Slave. So I took elements out of each of those movies, and voila, that's what we have, Fade to Black.
Okay. Now, that book cover, you had the concept for that cover, by the way. You got a cross, you got a noose on that cover. Tell us a bit about the imagery that's represented by that book cover for Fade to Black, man, because I love the cover.
Yeah, it's real powerful because you're looking at two images that mean a lot and mean a lot to a lot of people. When you look at the cross, of course, that represents the cross at Calvary, Christ suffering on the cross for our sins. And also, but you look at the noose, which represents the imagery of racism, the imagery of lynching that African-Americans have endured. You know, and just on a side note, man, African-Americans, we have endured so much in this country. We are very strong. I've endured slavery, Jim Crow, and now what I like to call the mass incarceration of African-American men in the United States of America. But that noose represents so much pain, so many injustices that went unpunished in the United States. But when you take those two images and you put them together, doesn't necessarily mean reconciliation, doesn't necessarily mean anger. It means all of those. And so when you put those two together, I was hoping to grab people and say, hey, this is interesting. I got to read this book because you have two images that are totally opposite.
Very, very powerful. Well, you know, thanks for describing the book and the cover. What is the message that you want your readers to get from reading Fade to Black?
There are quite a few messages. One of the messages I definitely want readers to get is about redemption and the redeeming power of Christ, and that everyone is redeemable, everyone is usable, and everyone is lovable. But also I want the readers to get the message of what we endured. When I say we, African Americans, what we have endured in history, and that we stand on the shoulders of giants. And just the fact that I can sit here in my car and just left my job, and the fact that you have a Blog Talk Radio, this just didn't come about by some happenstance. There were some people who bled, who died, who suffered, for me and you to be able to even talk on this radio show, to be able to go into Walmart, to be able to send our kids to school, to any school we want to live in certain neighborhoods. So we stand on the shoulders of giants, and that we would never forget that. So those would be two of the main messages. And also, you know, there's some street stuff that's going on in there, and the reality of the lives that people live. Also, that message is in there also.
Oh, man. Khalil, man, I got to get you back on again, man. You know, we got to start a 30-minute show. I got Nigeria Lockley coming on after this.
Sure.
Before we close, man, what do you want to say to the readers, fans, and people that are supporting you and the Fade the Black Project before we go?
You know, I just want to say, what's up, everybody? My name is Khalil Hakeem. You have got to read Fade the Black. It is an amazing story. I'm not just saying that because I'm the author. It truly is an amazing story. You will be inspired. You will be scared. You will be happy. You're going to laugh. You'll be able to relate to it. I mean, it's just an amazing story. So, and I appreciate everyone out there who supported the book. I want to say shout out to 4KB Publishing Company. They know who they are. They're out there. We love you. Much love to you. Much love to the readers. Big shout out to Jeff, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Doing my best. Once again, it's Who's Who in African American Literature, Blog Talk Radio Show, your host, Jeff DJ Gatsby. Khalil Hakeem, man, congratulations on the book. Congratulations on Fade to Black. I want you back on the show, man. We got a lot more to talk about with what's going on in America Day as well as your book, man. So check out Khalil Hakeem. He's on Facebook, I think it's Twitter and Instagram. Book is available on Amazon and paperback and Kindle. So Khalil, stick around, man. We got Nigeria Lockley in the building. She's going to be coming on, you know, she's the Phyllis Wheatley Award winner at the Harlem Book Fair this year. And she's a great, great guest. Khalil, thanks a lot. Nigeria, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, yes. Queen, welcome to Who's Who in African American Blog Talk Literature. She was our special guest for tonight. She was supposed to open up the show, but did not. Athena did a great job. Nigeria, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your work and your insight on African American literature with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jeff, and thank you so much for creating a forum that we can discuss African American literature and recognizing African American authors.
Yeah, it's something I'm very proud of. And, you know, I haven't met you. I was supposed to be at the Harlem Book Fair and was looking forward to meeting you at that time because I knew you were nominated for the Phyllis Wheatley Award. Tell us a little bit about Nigeria Lockley and who she is before we start talking about your work.
You know what? Who I am is I'm a brand new creature. I don't even know if I could explain it. I think it worked out. God does everything for a reason. It worked out right that I was able to follow up this brother, Khalil. Because, you know what, I'm coming from the same place it's coming from. God has transformed me, and I'm something I've never been. I'm someone I've never been before. And I'm just walking in that newness of life and walking in the blessings of God.
Wow. Okay. I like that description of yourself. It's very powerful and leaves a lot to be desired. But
you know what it is,
though,
is that sometimes, Jeff, when we say, who are you, and we start telling our titles, I could tell you what I do every day, but what I do is not who I am. If I stop writing, am I still me? If I stop teaching, am I still me? If I stop, you know, if my kids got dead today, am I still me? What's my foundation? What's the root of who I am?
Okay.
And the things I do, that's not the root. That's not who I am anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this about Nigeria Lockley. She possesses two master's degrees, one in English and secondary education. She's utilized that as an educator with the New York City Department of Education and has a second master's degree in creative writing. That, my sister, is very impressive, and my listeners need to know that about you because a lot of times people take for granted whoever they meet, whatever they do, because they don't know the hard work and dedication that these authors put in to become the person that they are. So that's why I'm going to share that with my listeners. And congratulations on all your accolades and all your success in education.
Thank you so much.
With that being said, let's talk about some of these fantastic books that you've written, particularly the one that garnered you the award, the Phyllis Wheatley Award.
Well, that was my debut novel, Born at Dawn, and, you know, really one of those things was it was a lesson in knowing and believing the gift that God has placed in you, knowing and believing. If you're aspiring authors who are listening, believe in that story that's in you, no matter how crazy, far-fetched, off the wall, whether it fits in the genre or not. Because I had people say, you know, the protagonist, she's not likable in this story. It might not, you know, go that well. But I didn't have another story. That was the story that was in me. And, you know, what happens in that story is there is a wife who's trapped in an abusive marriage, and she loses her hope and her faith in God. And one day, she decides to walk away from it all, giving her hope, her husband, and her two young sons, and establishes a whole new life without them. And when confronted with some issues, a tragedy that makes her think of her past, she decides to return. Only no one in her new life knows about her old life. She has one opportunity to reconcile both, basically. And there were people who said, I don't know, that might not work out. And there were even people close to me who said, I don't know why you're putting all this work into this, because you're not going to go anywhere with it. But
wow. When
God gives you a vision, go with the vision he gave you. Everybody's not going to see the vision, because he didn't give it to everybody.
Right.
He gave it to you.
That's right. That's right. And that is a very powerful statement. I feel that same way with the things that I do. I'm not going to talk too much about myself, but everything that I've attempted to do, I've had the attitude that God has ordained me to do this anyway. It's going to be successful. It needs to be done. It needs to be seen. It needs to be heard. And I just need to do whatever's in my heart to do. And that kind of speaks to the things that I do. Now, that's a very powerful book. Didn't get a chance to read that one. And I haven't had a chance to read any of your work, but I've followed you and did my research on you to see what type of author you are. One of your books was recently chosen as Book of the Month for DJ Gatsby's Book Club.
Yes.
Which is the one I'm looking forward to reading right now. Tell us a little bit about that book. Give us a title and tell us a little bit about that book.
Season with Grace is my second novel. It's not part of a series, although there is one character from Born at Dawn who makes an appearance, but it's not part of a series. And Grace King is a struggling model. And for all intents and purposes, on the surface, it looks like she has it together. But internally, it's all a mess. She's battling alcohol and drug addiction. And her lawyer has her sentenced to do, she's sentenced to community service, and her lawyer has her do community service at his church so he can keep an eye on her there. And while being there, she's confronted and has to face the demons that have been plaguing her and holding her back in life.
Well, I'm going to read all three of your books. I didn't get a chance to get to them, but that one definitely sparked my interest when I read the synopsis, and I found out more about you through Google and, you know, your bios and things of that nature. But I'm very, very interested in reading your books. What has been... How has your life changed since you became an author? Better yet, how has your life changed since you won the Phyllis Wheatley Award? Because I know that garnered you more attention. You had more people looking at you and looking at your writing after that award. How has your life changed as an author since winning the Phyllis Wheatley Award?
Since winning the Phyllis Wheatley Award, I think that it's opened to me. It's given me access to people I would not have or I didn't have access to prior to that moment. So in a way, it's given my work validation to those people who look for those kind of, you know, accolades and a stamp of approval. It's no longer, even though I'm a new author, I'm more established now and more respected now. And it's not like, you know, okay, he's the kooky girl in Harlem cooking up stories. But, you know, you're actually doing something good over there.
Absolutely. You're doing a fantastic job. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Who's Who on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. We're with Phyllis Wheatley Award winner Nigeria Lockley, and we're so glad to have her on the show. Now, you have another book, Tempted to Touch. Is that available now? Is that out now?
It's not out now. It will be out this month. It is dropping October 27th, and you can pre-order it right now. My publisher is giving a great special. You can pre-order the paperback from our website, inheritancebooks.co.co, and you can get 20% off and receive an autographed copy if you pre-order right now. And for those electronic readers, e-readers, right now it's on $2.99 special on Amazon, It's also available on Smash, where it'll be up on Barnes & Noble the day of the release, October 27th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure a lot of your readers are looking forward to that as well. Are we going to wrap up the show in a few minutes? I want, promise me you'll come back on. I need to give you an entire 30 minutes because there's a lot I want to talk to you about who you are, what you do, and the work that you do. Now, tell us how these readers can get your books and how can they follow you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or your website.
Okay, absolutely. On Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at New Nigeria. On both sites, on Facebook, author Nigeria Lockley. My website is nigerialockley.com. I would really love you to check out my publisher's website, inheritancebooks.co, inheritancebooks.co. We want you to get your inheritance. So it's not just about books, but it's about empowering us all. Facebook, Nigeria Lockley, and my books are all available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. You can find me on any of those sites.
All right. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Gasser, Who's Who, an African-American Lit. I want to thank my guests, Dina Dent, Khalil Hakeem, and Nigeria. It's really a blessing to have you guys on my show. It's definitely one of the best shows I've done so far. I love the quality of the writing that you do. And then I love the way you make yourself available to readers through social media as well as through Blog Talk Radio shows like mine. So, Nigeria, thanks a lot. We're going to end the show right here. Is there anything you want to say, the last word, to your fans and all your supporters out there?
I want to thank everybody who has already purchased a copy or who has even supported me in sharing and telling other people about my work. I want to thank you so much for having me on the show. I will definitely be back. So let's schedule something, Jeff, so we can have, because I love what you are doing. So I want to participate in it more. And I just want everybody to be blessed. Get your inheritance. Do not let anything stop you or rob you. You have an inheritance on this earth and outside of this earth waiting for us. So let's get it.
Let's get it. All right. Again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. Thanks for tuning in. I want to give a big shout out to everybody and all the prayers and support for my mom. She's, she's in the hospital. She got sick the other day. I was going to cancel my show. And she said, no, do your show. I'll be fine. And so a big shout out, Mom. You know, we're praying for you. Get better and come home soon. In the meantime, don't forget to follow DJ Gatsby, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out my TV show, The Talk Show with DJ Gatsby, at youtube.com/DJ Gatsby. Athena, Khalil,
yes.
Nigeria, thank you guys
yes.
so much. I
You're
love
welcome.
You. I appreciate all you guys do. And promise me you will all come back on my show at another time, and we'll talk about the books and the great literary works that you guys are producing.
Absolutely, Jeff. You're welcome.
All
and
right, guys.
No problem, bro.
Absolutely, man. Listen, thanks. Good night. Peace. One love, everybody. We'll see you again next week. Good night.